unfinished business. Our swing and a drive winner last hour, right before the 8 o'clock news. We played an Indians home run highlight, and correctly identifying it as Frankie Lindor was Linda Caldwell of Elyria. She picks up the 18 holes of golf from Hickory Nut Golf Course on Royalton Road in Columbia Station. And now she's in the drawing that we'll do tomorrow morning before the 8 o'clock news for a pair of Indians tickets. We are spotlighting Grafton today. It's day number two of our two-day spotlight. We are at the Check Please Cafe on Main Street and just a little further down the road. Here's Always Best Care in Grafton. This portion brought to you by Always Best Care in Grafton. Call for a free in-home consultation or visit alwaysbestcaregreatercleveland.com. And we have with us Jim Beckwold. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
And we've talked with you on different occasions about whenever we come by Grafton about Always Best Care. Is there anything developing new in the care industry? I mean, it's something you obviously is, you have compassion, you know what sort of what needs to be done, but is there new ways or new clients looking for new things from you?
There are two things going on. Number one, research continues with Alzheimer's, and we take care of, unfortunately or fortunately, a lot of people who suffer from dementia. There are new drugs that have been tested recently that have had very positive results. We do a lot of work with the Alzheimer's Association. We do a lot of work trying to educate not only our clients, but people back in the community. Alzheimer's or dementia requires very specialized care. It's a challenge. It will always be a challenge. Statistics are staggering. The number of people who have the disease now, 5.4 million people, they anticipate that tripling by 2050. So it's educating people how to handle their loved ones and to look for resources. Our agency, daycares, memory care, assisted living communities. The second big thing is reducing hospital readmission, and that's the one thing that makes our agency unique, is that we provide two basic services, non-medical care, meaning we can send an aide back into the home to help an individual with activities of daily living, assist with bathing, with dressing, medication reminders, mobility assistance, things like that. And then if an individual is admitted to the hospital or to a rehab center for an acute illness, we have skilled nursing that is covered by Medicare or third-party insurance. So we can send in nurses, we can send in therapists to help that individual transition back home. Our primary goal, our primary focus, is to provide a much better quality of life for an individual. And back within our mission statement, to provide choices in care. People have choices. People want to stay at home, but it's providing services that allow them to stay safely at home that will either make or break a certain situation.
It remains that the person who's suffering from whatever, disability, illness, something, they still try to maintain control, be in control.
Yes.
It's the worst is to have them feel as if everything's out of my hands, people are telling me where to go, what to be, how to feel. That's not good for them. And I think
Exactly. The psychological aspect plays a huge plays a huge part in that person. They need to know that they are in control. They need to remain independent as possible. They need to know that they're in control and have choices. And that's what our staff does. We encourage them. We engage them. They need to know that we're here to help them. We're not here to take away that independence. They have choices, but making correct choices is what is so vital to any situation.
Jim, you mentioned Alzheimer's. In recent years, we've had a higher profile case, for example, with Glenn Campbell. More recently, David Cassidy apparently has some issues as well. Do the higher profile cases like that help put focus on the issue and how you can help those people?
I think it really does. Pat Summitt, another individual who just passed away, early onset Alzheimer's in her 60s. The thing that we find, the thing that the Alzheimer's Association has found, is people don't know where to go, don't know who to turn to. Everyone knows about heart disease, everyone knows about cancer, but the Alzheimer's Association is out there to help as well. Those high-profile individuals bring to light and give satisfaction or condolence to people that they know that they're not the only ones out there. Like I said, the saddest thing is that people don't know where to turn, don't know where to go. I believe it's the most insidious disease that's out there. The person with the disease, because of their cognitive state, many times is oblivious to what's going on. But it's how it affects the spouse, the kids, the grandkids, the neighbors, the family, that's the saddest part of it. So by those high-profile individuals coming back out and saying, I'm suffering with the disease, people know that they're not alone. And hopefully when there are Alzheimer's fundraisers events, the walk, things like that, people are encouraged to donate funds or time or become more involved and engaged with that education with the disease.
I see from what some of the notes you sent me, you have about 70 caregivers, nurses, and therapists. Is that enough?
No, never enough. We are always looking to bring people back on. So we're always looking for caring, compassionate people. Ideally, we're looking for an experienced home health aide or an STNA, nurses with home care experience. And I need to do a shout out. Today is National Nurses Week. So to Bonnie and Janice back at the office, and to Mary and Jamie and Dawn and Teresa and all the other nurses that are out in the field for us. Again, I thank you for everything that you guys do.
Where do you find these compassionate people? I mean, there's a certain personality or a trait for people that want to be in this industry, to do this sort of thing.
There are two basic groups of people. There are individuals who come from a long line of clinicians. Their mom, dad was a nurse or an aide. The second group is those people who care or have a personal connection. My wife and I, we own the agency. We got into this because of personal care that we provided to our family members, myself with my grandmother, my wife, Christy, with her grandparents who lived in Toledo. It has to be in your DNA. When we interview people and I'm involved in that, what we do can't be a job. It has to be a passion. You have to truly, truly care about people. You can't fake care. We deal with people who are dealing with chronic illnesses, with terminal illnesses, who many of them are separated or isolated from their families. So you have to care. We provide one-on-one care. So those aides become not only a personal caregiver, but many times a very close friend of that individual and their family, because everything that we do is based upon trust.
If there is somebody who is looking for care, how do you go about interviewing people, finding the right place? What are the questions that those caregivers need to ask about, you know, how to take care of their loved one and do that sort of thing?
I encourage anyone to call, stop by our office, set up an appointment with me or Beth, who is our vice president of sales and marketing. We'll sit down and do a free personal consultation. We need to know what that family's looking for, what their expectations are, what their care needs are. Care can be as limited as 2 hours per day up to 24/7. So, and our care plans are very personalized. It's based upon the individual need of that person. So it's finding out what the family can provide, what gaps are there, and then meeting those individual needs of that person. Many times people need assistance in the morning, getting up, getting their day going, transfer, toileting, a shower, dressed, and breakfast. And then the other biggest goal is getting people ready for bed in the evening, dinner, transferred again back into bed, undressed, and things like that. What we do is we take great pride in matching our caregivers, their special traits with the individual needs of that client. I tell everyone I don't want to put a chatty Cathy in with someone who's more quiet and reserved. Lived in this area all of my life, so we know a lot about the demographics, about the needs of individuals, and making that personal connection with our staff, that aide or nurse, with a client needs to be first and foremost.
And there's a review on that along the way, too, so if things need to be changed or upgraded or if there's less care needed or things like that, that's worked along the way, too.
Yes, we will always reevaluate a case. Depending upon the payer source, we will do complete reassessments on an individual every 60 or 90 days. The best thing that could happen is, as silly as this may sound, is that a person gets better and they don't need us anymore. And that would be wonderful. That means a person has gotten better to where they don't need assistance. So everything that we do is always a fluid instrument. It's always changing. People are getting better. Sometimes people may decline. So it's keeping that individual up to date with that plan of care and adjusting as we go.
People want to find out, I guess they could just stop and see you at your office or give you a call.
Yeah, please give a call. I'm in and out of the office, so we're located right on Main Street in Grafton, right between the Village Barbershop and Crowhaven. So please give a call. Be more than happy to meet in the office or, more importantly, come back out for a free home consultation.
It's always important to make sure those loved ones are cared for, and it's a lot of not only the care for the person but the peace of mind for the family members.
It's a great peace of mind. I mean, that's what they need to know, their loved ones taken care of.
Right. Taking their medication when they need to and being able to someone there in case something more serious might happen. Our guest today is Jim Beckfold from Always Best Care in Grafton. Again, you can call for a free in-home consultation or visit alwaysbestcaregreatercleveland.com. Jim, thanks for coming in. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. My pleasure.
858.